With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Israel and Hamas have extended their truce, but it seems only a matter of time before the war resumes.
A truce between Israel and Hamas has entered its fifth day. Both sides agreed to extend their truce through Wednesday, with another two planned exchanges of militant-held hostages for Palestinians imprisoned by Israel. The militant group has promised to release more civilian hostages to delay the expected resumption of the war. Israel is under growing pressure to spare Palestinian civilians when the fighting resumes. However, Israel has repeatedly vowed to resume fighting with full force once it's clear that no more hostages will be freed under the current agreement's terms. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, Jimmy Carter is set to lead presidents, first ladies, and others in mourning and celebrating his wife, Rosalynn Carter, today. Julie Walker has more.
Today's memorial for the former First Lady is the second of 3 days of events, which began yesterday with a ceremony paying tribute to her. Today, Rosalynn Carter will be celebrated again with a rare gathering of all living U.S. First Ladies and multiple presidents, including her 99-year-old husband, Jimmy Carter, who has been on hospice care but has vowed to attend today's service, as well as President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden. Tomorrow, a private funeral will be held. Rosalynn Carter died November 19th at home in Plains, Georgia, at the age of 96. I'm Julie Walker.
American consumers feeling slightly more confident this month. The Conference Board reports the Consumer Confidence Index rose from 102 from 99.1 back in October. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 174 points and the NASDAQ up 61 points. This is SRN News. Another poll finds people of faith are happier. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
This one comes from the United Kingdom, and it indicates that 76% of religious people say they are happy, and 73% describe their psychological well-being as good. Compare that to less than half of atheists who are happy, and just 52% who say their mental health is positive. The poll was released by the Institute for the Impact of Faith in Life, which notes, ironically, that many other surveys show more and more Britons are quitting faith altogether. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Dictionary company Merriam-Webster has released a list of the words that were most searched by Americans in 2023. One of them is dead name, a word that has been coined by transgender activists. Merriam-Webster defines a dead name as the name that a transgender person was given at birth and no longer uses upon transitioning. This is SRN News. Google announcing an energy breakthrough.
Google says an advanced geothermal project has started pumping carbon-free electricity into the Nevada electric grid to feed Google data centers there. Google and Houston-based Fervo Energy partnered to develop next-generation geothermal power that runs 24 hours a day. Fervo says getting electrons onto the grid for the first time is a milestone that many new energy companies never reach. Rich Thomason reporting.
Already serving time for murder, disgraced South Carolina lawyer Alex Murdoch will now be sentenced for stealing from his clients. Today's hearing will allow any of his 18 victims to look him in the eye and say to him whatever they want. State prosecutors and Murdoch's lawyers have agreed to a 27-year prison sentence. Murdoch has adamantly denied killing his wife and his younger son. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.